Today we begin a new series, another month, another series, also a fresh new series that has never been taught here in the yeshiva. A little bit of a background. In honor of Y'alef Nissen, Me'ev Esrim Shona, a new Giloy came into the world with the printing of Igres Kodesh Chelek Lamed Gimel. It finally came to print. It's the letters of the Rebbe of the year Tov Shin Mem Aleph. And obviously for each chassid, it's a new treasure, new giloy of the Rebbe's Mechtovim to Klal Yisroel. For me personally, it's obviously a little bit more chaviv, as I was born Tov Shin Mem Aleph. So these are the letters around the time of my birth. And one of the big themes of Tov Shin Mem Aleph is the Mivtza Ois B'Sefer Torah, which the Rebbe started in Nissan Tov Shin Mem Aleph, the Children's Sefer Torah, which on a personal level I am very involved in registering many children in the letters in the Sefer Torah. And to me it was fascinating to read certain answers of the Rebbe about this Mivtza. And I want to start off the series with one of the answers of the Rebbe that was concerning about the Mivtza Ois B'Sefer Torah. When the Rebbe came out with this new campaign, the Rebbe Shliach to California, the West Coast, Rabbi Kunin wrote a letter to the Rebbe, a few letters. But one of the letters was the following letter. He told the Rebbe that every time the Rebbe announces a campaign with a special number, he tries to take a big chelek of the number and adrabe to reach the special goals. For example, when the Rebbe announced Y'alef Nissen Tov Shin Lamed Beis that there should be 70 moistes, he took a large chunk, achrayas, to open up new moistes in California. Now that the Rebbe is coming out with a campaign for a letters in the Sefer Torah, which we know that even though everyone knows the klal that Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis, yes, Shishim Ribei Oisius LaTorah, there are 600,000 letters, but there are not 600,000 letters. The Medrash, it means also the space between the letters. There's about 300,000 letters in the Sefer Torah. I think the exact number is 304,000 and something. So he wrote to the Rebbe that he's mekabel on himself to take for California to register 10% of this new Sefer Torah, which is 31,000 children to be registered in the Sefer Torah. In other words, he's being mekabel that day. He's going to make a big shturim. They're going to go around to the schools, to the camps, to different programs, especially the summer was coming. You have a lot of day camps. You have a lot of, you know, kids are off from school. They're going to create a big shturim. His goal is, he's asking the Rebbe Abrocha to register 31,000 children in the Sefer Torah that summer, which is a big thing. And he said one of the hardships is obviously getting people to buy letters. It's not just signing a name. You have to get people to buy letters. And the Rebbe actually wanted Be'ikir that it should come from the money of the children themselves, if possible. So therefore, he came up with this idea. And he was writing this idea to the Rebbe. What is the idea? The idea is to make rallies for the kids. Get the kids excited. Offer them financial rewards. For example, anyone that says the 12 psukim with the chayas will get a dollar. Then explain to the children that with a dollar they can buy a letter in the Sefer Torah. Thus, and tell the kids, you don't have to, you could keep the dollar, but you could also buy a letter in the Sefer Torah. And this way, if it's his lashon was that b'mikrim shadolarim yetzru kushim, in a place where the finances, the dollars, are going to create the issue. In other words, people are going to be hesitant. They're not going to want to spend money. So we have this plan to give the kids money so they can spend money and get letters in the Sefer Torah. Which at first glance is a very, very practical, Very, very applicable, very, very nice, good idea how to get kids registered in the Sefer Torah. The Rebbe's response is fascinating. And I'm going to quote one line. It's printed again, Igles Kodesh Chelek Lamed Gimel, page Kuf Ayin. And the Rebbe writes, and this is where the Yesod of this month's Shir, this new series. Be'im yazbirum kideboi. If you were able to explain to the children properly what's the value of a Sefer Torah, and what's the value of having a letter in the Sefer Torah. In other words, if you had the proper explanation, lo yiyu kishuyim, you're not going to have any financial hardships. In other words, simply, why do people not want to spend money? People spend money on things which are important to them. That's just the way things are. We don't have unlimited amount of dollars. So the limited amount of dollars we have, we spend on things which are negeya, important to us. If you're masber properly, the idea of Sefer Torah and having a letter in the Sefer Torah, therefore you won't have those issues. We're not going to have to play the spiel of giving the kids dollars. Now, I don't know if the Rebbe was shoilo bepoil the idea, but more, there's a yesoid over here that this is only a band-aid. The real hatzlocha is be'im yazbirum kideboi, if you explain it properly, lo yikishuyim. This line is so powerful, bechlal, for shlichus in general, that the mostly problems when it comes to shlichus is the lack of hasbara, kideboi, speaking the person's language and relating to them. Once you're able to relate to people, the shverikait can fall away. This is yisoidus. How much more so binyani Mashiach? Binyani Mashiach, all the issues that come, the questions, the shverikait of Mashiach, all start from the lack of hasbara kideboi. That people don't know what Mashiach is. They're scared. They don't have any idea. You meet people, they're not sure what to do. Be'im yazbirum kideboi. If you're able to explain the inyanim of Mashiach properly, lo yiye kishuyim, there will not be problems. There won't be shverikait. Which, explaining something properly, is not just knowing yourself, the material, very well, but also knowing what type of things the person needs to hear. In other words, imagine you know an idea very well, and you speak Spanish very well, and you can explain it in Spanish very well. The problem is your audience doesn't understand Spanish. So you're an excellent speaker, you understand it very well. At the end of the lecture, no one will understand. They will understand that you understand, but they won't understand what you just said. Because in addition to understanding the material, you also have to know what language the people are speaking. Now, I found this many years ago when I was a younger man in Koilo. So I went on Talucha, and a guy, a bacher, a younger man, got up, I forget, and he started giving a speech on Talucha, and the speech went like this, very chassidish, a younger man. Good Yom Tov, everybody. I'm going to share with you a sikh of the Rebbe. And this sikh of the Rebbe asks, and the Rebbe brings a raya, and the Rebbe slugs up the raya, and the Rebbe explains, and the Rebbe is masber, gewaldig gesagt. At the end of the whole thing, so the audience was like, what just happened over here? They didn't understand the word. They did understand that there is a Rebbe. So really, the yesoid, they understanden. But they definitely did not get the message. They also did not invite him to come back again. Another thing that didn't happen. Because it was totally mumailo the mata. And I was kvetching about it to my cousin, who was a bocher at the time. So he says, so do something about it, kvetching. Kvetching is easy. So for many years, I started writing up for each Yom Tov, I put in 770, a talucha speech. If you're going to go on talucha, this is an idea of how you may be able to present it. Now, I wasn't, I over on and off. Actually, this year I was in New York for the first time. People came over to me. They're waiting to see what I printed this year. I didn't. But Lepoil, the idea is to not just know material. You also have to know how to give over the material. What language the people are hearing to be able to get to them. And that's what gave me the idea for this new series. If you open up the Sichas of the Rebbe, and especially the Dvar Malchus, there are a lot of quotes, very yesoidistic inyonim of Moshiach, that are quoted from Svarim which are outside Lubavitch. But we are so used to learning it as part of a Sich, we don't realize that it's not the Rebbe's quoting a different Sefer. We for sure don't know anything about the author of that Sefer, and we have no idea what he's saying. Now, there's a big benefit. If you want to explain Moshiach, you're going to go speak to a Chassidish Yid, you start quoting from him some Chassidish Svarim, it talks his language. Noyem Elimelech, a Kedushas Levi, a Mordei Nayim. They're not necessarily want to hear right away Chabad Toiras. Tell me a bit from their own world. But if you're able to quote things from their Svarim, how do we know it from the Lukutei Siches and Sefer HaSiches? But you know a little bit about the author, a little bit about what he says, and then you have the Litvishe Svarim and other Svarim. So what we are going to attempt to do is every day we're going to learn Mipi Svarim and Mipi Soifrim. We're going to take a quote, an inyan of Moshiach that the Rebbe quotes from not a Lubavitcher Sefer, teach you a little bit about the author of the Sefer and what it says in the Sefer. In other words, this way you'll have the right tools, the right kalim. Of course, that's Limud Gul Moshiach, but part of Oifen HaMiskabel is being able to talk to someone in their own language. If you're speaking in your language, it's not Oifen HaMiskabel about the person that's listening. However, if you start broadening your toolbox, and now all of a sudden you know other Svarim, and you know what it says in these Svarim, you know a little bit about the authors of the Svarim. And again, these are Svarim from Maimorim Ulukutei Siches of Nesi Dereinu. The Rebbe says if you want to bring Moshiach, you have to learn about Moshiach, and Bikir Maimorim Ulukutei Siches of Nesi Dereinu. But we're going to learn the Rebbe's Siches and Maimorim, but the quotes are going to be from other Svarim. Quotes that the Rebbe quotes. And all of a sudden, you'll know a little bit about the author of the Sefer, as well as about the toichen of what he says. So when you meet Yidden, and you different types of Yidden, you're able to go right away to these quotes in your head, a little bit of the author, and be able to say it, speak to them about it. And again, getting back to the yisoid of this letter, in the Igles Kodesh Lamed Gimel, Bim Yazbirum Kideboi Lo Yekishuyim. All of a sudden, these things, the in of Mashiach, which sometimes we either are afraid or we don't have the right tools to be able to give it over in a way that's understood, niskabel, and brought out. Mitamol, it's very gishmak. You know, I went to a shul, a real, real, not Lubavitch shul, in Flatbush, on Shvi Yishol Pesach. I had to speak to them about Tzudas Mashiach. But in Oisiois, in Svarim, that they understand, and there was a tremendous, tremendous Kabbalah. Afterwards, they came over to me and thanking me and this. People that, you know, Lav Dafke, they would even be open to the idea before. But if it's explained in ways that you know your audience, what they want to hear or how they should hear it, you know your message, and now it's just about taking the tools and making it real, then we'll be matzliach with the shlichus ha'ikris that Rebbe gave us on Chof Ches Nissen. Tut alz was ir ken, that chit bas iber zu eich, we have the tools now to be able to be matzliach in our shlichus.